Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess what everyone is asking about is what is Jeff actually singing when he's playing his solos there? Because we notice you're going boo boo bop bee bee bop. Is that pretty much boo boo bop?
Yeah, I'm trying to sing what I'm playing. Ideally, I'm not thinking that hard about it. I'm just
yeah. Can you do a little bit? Because I want to mic you, and so actually, because we don't have a mic on you. Yeah, just play a little something here, and I'll mic you while you're. Can't you do without chords? We need chords.
This is shaky enough already. Yeah.
Yeah, give me the whole boo boo bop.
Am I doing it?
Ba-boo-ba-bee-bop, ba-boo-bop. I guess you could just do B things. B phonemes. Is it a phoneme? It begins with a B? Good, though. It's cool, man. We're going to mic you from now on. How can I improve my radio receptions in my deer stand so I don't miss your show? Sarah Will, are people? Yeah, it's you again. Here, stand up here, because this is Sarah Will. You didn't see her last time. I didn't make her stand up.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Will! Whoa!
Wrote that on my behalf.
Do you have a deer stand?
No, I don't. Okay. I just see him outside my door all the time, so I feel like I live
your
in
your house is your deer stand.
Yeah, really.
Can you shoot from your house?
No, I wouldn't. I don't have a gun, but
if you had a gun, if a person had a gun and they were in your house, could they shoot?
They could easily, yeah. Bambi would go. Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't shoot Bambi necessarily. I never shot anything before. I'd like to start.
You would, really?
I think so. I really think I'm ready to tear it up.
Go after some elk.
Maybe I use explosives or something so I can't miss.
Cyanide.
But I won't use the meat, I'll tell you that. That's one thing you can say about me. Never use the meat.
You're a compassionate guy.
I'm a compassionate guy. I'm not going to do it, but that's okay. Okay. Well, so it's not true that I can't. Do you have a deer stand?
No, I don't, but a lot of my friends do, and if I were on the radio, I would want them to hear me. So how do they get better reception in their deer stand? Because it's all about me.
I don't know how to answer any of that, but thank you for bringing it up. I think we get very few people listening in deer stands is what I'm thinking, you know. And once again, I would like to say I noticed that there are a lot of deer stands adjacent to I-94. So, gentlemen, shoot that way. That's all I can say. That's worrisome to me. They hit them just before they leap through your car window. It's a good time to get a deer. What type of phone is that at your desk? Oh, that's called a telephone. This is what they used to look like, kids. These black Bakelite things here. It's not real. It's just, and they had things like this. We would talk on them. And you had to hold it to your, like this. And they had, you should have cords attached to them. But we don't have that anymore. Because it's not real. And then this thing here is called a dial. You could, and there's letters on there. You could have J, K, H, L. For example, my number in Milwaukee was Uptown U, P, 1, 6, yeah, 9. So, you know, every call had to be planned in advance. 9. Let's see if we're home. No, it's not working anyhow. It's a prop. Anyhow, but that's what phones used to be. You've never seen one before. That's what that is. Cool, huh? Did you ever see an actual phone before?
Yeah, a couple times.
It's called a telephone. A telephone, we called them. We had, if we want to make a private call, we would drag it into the bathroom and lock the door. We had one phone, and it was you could drag it into the bathroom. But then no one else could get in the bathroom or on the phone. But that's the price you paid. Sometimes we had party lines.
Call when you're in the bathroom? Huh? You'd make calls when you're in the bathroom?
If you wanted to talk to someone privately, where are you going to go?
Bedroom.
There was no lock on the bedroom. The only place that had a lock on the door was the bathroom. And a toilet as well. That's just going to be, you can sit on a toilet and make a personal call.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah. So you, this is the humor class right here, no? They're having a great time. So are you finding this a humorous experience?
Yes, it's very funny.
I won't put it on a scale or anything because I don't want to, you know, a scale from 1 to 1 maybe, but...
1 through 10, you guys will get an 8.5.
8.5! What kind of, who do you listen to as far as comedy goes?
Everybody. If it's funny, I'll pay attention to it, yes. Yeah. I will, yeah.
You got a real favorite, though? Somebody really rips you up every time?
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy. Okay, let's go. And your name is?
Jakaris.
Jakaris, and you're?
Sophia.
Sophia, and you're?
I'm Alex.
Yeah, and you're?
Brian.
Brian.
Brody.
Tiana.
And
Tiana.
Wally.
And Larry. The humor class from Edgewood, ladies and gentlemen. Making humor for the world. Humorous. Making the world humorous. Okay. Is there a final, like, in humor? Do you have a humor final? You got, huh? A final? Is there a final in midterms in humor?
I think there will be now. Yes. Yeah.
What is your background in humor that you can teach this? Just these suspenders are pretty much all you got?
That's pretty much it, yeah. I've been listening for the show for a long time, yeah, so that's good material.
Isn't it? Really not much of a background in it. I mean, you're qualified as a humorist? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I guess with that humorous response, that's true.
Larry's a funny guy.
Do you have a dog? Oh, okay, Olivia Merrill from Durand, Illinois. Hi, Dare. I am a fourth grade student and a poultry farmer. You have poultry?
Yeah, we have peacocks, chickens, ducks, and we have geese.
You got all those. What do you do with the peacocks?
We have them in our shed right now because they can't be in the winter. Otherwise, they can get frostbite and they can go away. Yeah. And so they make a weird sound. They don't sound anything like a chicken. They just make them. You kind of make that.
Can you do that again? I might have heard that. I think I've heard that in my neighborhood, or in the attic, possibly. Could that possibly? Could you have peacocks in your attic?
No.
No. We live near the zoo. That might have been. Do that once again.
I don't really know.
No, but why? You raise peacocks, and then what do? You sell peacock eggs or something, or what's it?
No, they haven't laid any eggs yet. No. They have to be a little bit older, too. Yeah. Right at this moment.
You sell the feathers?
Mm-mm. I just make jewelry out of them.
You do? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the peacocks aren't they're not the cash cow of the poultry business, right? I mean, you can't. They're just because you like peacocks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, what's your big money maker there? The chickens?
Mm-mm. We don't really sell them. We just, if they're the chickens are mean, we'll butcher them and just. Have some chicken and everything.
You just eat the mean chickens?
Yes, pretty much. Or we'll give them to my grandma or something. Something.
So you, if a chicken is mean, it gets eaten by your grandmother?
No, it's just that.
It's like Red Riding Hood or something.
Not all the time.
You take the chicken in a basket to your grandmother's house?
No.
I'm making up a little more story here than there is. It's, but what the chickens lay eggs though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is that you sell the eggs?
No, we put them in an egg carton and then use them to make pie, well, cakes and eggs and everything, and sometimes we hatch them out. So. Yeah.
Okay, so then the ducks must be your big money maker. Do you sell duck eggs or do you?
No.
Baby ducks?
Don't taste good. And then yeah, I guess we would give them. Sometimes the baby ducks will just raise them or give them away or something on Craigslist.
So far, I don't see any money coming out. I mean, this is just for your own, I mean, because you like poultry.
It's very fun to raise them, and they're really fun, and they're really cute, too,
yeah.
Like the little ducks.
Are ducks the cutest of the bunch?
I think so.
The ducklings or the grown-up duck?
Ducks and the ducklings are all cute.
Because you hear about the ugly duckling, but not for you. Sure, they're cute even when they're ducklings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're the most cute when they're ducklings. Yeah, everybody says like puppies are the cutest when they're puppies, yeah. And everything. So.
Yeah. Is this like all? Did you start collecting these animals? Is it kind of your thing, or is it?
It's my whole family's thing. Yeah. Our uncles and have them, and we just have poultry. Our family does.
Yeah. And your poultry, your family's always had poultry.
Mm-hmm.
And poultry's always had your family, I guess. And your favorite of them, is it the ducklings?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Very nice. Well, it's very nice to meet you. And this is all in Durand, Illinois?
Mm-hmm. Durand, Illinois.
And you have a farm? Is it on a farm?
It's not really a huge farm. It's just like a little coop and everything.
Five-acre plot?
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice. And then what do you do when you're not poultry farming?
We play with our dog. We have to take her out, go to school, and do all the rest.
School, yeah, yeah. I knew there was a catch somewhere. Very nice to meet you, Olivia.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you, too.
Thank you. That's Olivia Merrill, fourth grader and a poultry student. What do we got for Olivia? Take back there.
We have a way that she can learn and have fun at the same time with Flashmaster, which is a handheld computer that makes math flashcards obsolete.
Anything good?
That's kind of boring, right? That's boring. How about a Bayfield Apple Dumpling Gang t-shirt from Big Top Chautauqua? No? Okay. I have a...
I can't give
find,
her one.
Find your perfect soulmate or business partner.
I have nine
hallmarks of highly incompetent losers.
Yeah. Well, let's give her a game or something.
Yeah, we could give her What Do You Know the Party game.
Yeah.
Which includes a Michael Feldman bobblehead, which is pretty great.
Yeah. You'll want that. Thank you, Mary. Very nice to meet you. Nice to meet you all. The Merrills. And especially Olivia. Okay. Well, we got people here. Yeah, this is you, isn't it? What is Santa bringing me? I don't know what he's bringing you, but yeah, come on up here. Tell us about coming because you've seen. Have you seen the Real Housewives there?
In Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see him at the grocery store. No, but
any sightings at all on the road or?
I saw him at a restaurant once.
Okay, now this is what I'm trying to get at you. This is Christine, right?
Yep.
And which one did you see? Nene? Did you see Nene?
Oh, no, she scares me. No, I wouldn't go near Nene. It was the one that she's not on there anymore with the big blonde hair, the wig.
Oh, her.
Kim. Yeah. Kim.
God, Kim. Kim. You know, Kim with the hair and the whatever.
Yeah. She's very pretty. She was very nice. People came up and took pictures with her and such. And
did you go up there and say?
Yeah, no.
You're not a big Kim fan? Or?
Oh, yeah. I don't know her personally. I'm sure she's very nice.
Yeah, who knows her personally? Everyone go out, you know.
Yeah.
Did you happen to notice what she ordered?
You know, she ordered chicken.
Chicken? Like fried chicken or?
I don't know. It came with a little thing.
Thing?
Broccoli.
Chicken with broccoli? Was she alone or was she with someone?
She was with another lady that seemed to be like an assistant of some sort.
Oh, her assistant was there. Mm-hmm. Helping her get through the chicken and the broccoli.
Yeah.
Interesting. Did you get any sense of her as a human being?
No.
I'm just asking for, you know, my wife and daughters watch this constantly.
She was very nice. I thought it was very nice. There were people that wanted to take their picture with her, and she was, again, very kind to do that, which I think if it were me, I would have said go away.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Christine.
No problem.
It's a pleasure talking. The closest I've been to one of the Real Housewives. Christine, in a restaurant there. What restaurant was it?
Bacchanalia.
What's that?
A restaurant.
No, but I mean, what's there a theme?
A beautiful, very nice Italian restaurant.
A little upscale?
Yeah, very, very nice.
Okay. Who are you with?
A business partner.
Okay, sure. We have Hillary Kump here is a crane intern at the International Crane Foundation. That's pretty cool. Here's one that you don't have now. You might want to get a crane. I don't know if you can actually have cranes or not, but I noticed you don't have a crane. You got everything, but I want to see Hillary. Excuse me, pardon me. I'm going to make you do that little thing you do again. He's a nice guy. I like him. Hillary, can I get you to stand up here, Hillary? Come over this way. You can step on them. That's all right with me there. You're a crane intern.
Yes.
That must be a tough internship to get.
Not really.
What do you have to do to get to be a crane intern?
Well, I'm a development intern, so I work in the office.
Oh.
And then there's other people who work with the cranes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to work your way towards the cranes, actually, to working with the crane?
No, I don't think so.
More of an office person than a crane person?
Yeah, I raise the money so that the cranes can live.
Well, that's a great thing. That's a very important thing for cranes, to have money to live on. But Don't you want to be the guy who does the dance with them? Isn't there a guy who dresses up with wings and tries to get them to mate by dancing badly?
Yeah, they dress in costumes and act like the mother. Yeah. Yeah, when they're breeding them. That's what
it is. Yeah. How would that encourage you to breed if someone is dancing like your mother?
Well, this is after they've been breeded and they try to feed them.
Oh, this is the... Okay. So the dancing like your mother does not encourage them to mate.
There's no dancing with mating. They can do it themselves.
Well, that's the last time I go out to Baraboo. That's all I can say.
Yeah, they make a lot of noise.
Yeah. Okay, so but there is dancing. There's a guy who dresses up with wings and stuff.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're in the office, but you should poke your head out the window so that you'd be amazed what goes on.
Yeah, you would. Yeah.
Lori, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Brain Foundation, Baraboo, support it. Give your money to Hillary. She'll make sure it gets to the right crane. It's really quite an amazing thing. Have you ever been out there, Crane Foundation? Fabulous. Oops, see, I stepped on you because you didn't do the thing that you do. Okay, we're going to play, thank you for your indulgence there. And we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz. You've heard about it. You've read about it. No, you haven't. And no, you haven't. But still, we're going to do it anyhow because I can see that you really want to do this, don't you? You're a little reluctant, I've noticed. Some reluctance. Come here. But I sense it. I sense it. And you read the four disclaimers. You did a great job. Because you're an actor, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, sir.
You know, you say act. I see you. I say that's an actor. I just knew you were an actor.
Yes.
Like, of course, you're wearing an acting shirt.
Yes. This is for the theater in my hometown, Abrams Spotlight Productions. We're actually doing Sound of Music the first two weekends in December. So if anybody's going to be around the Abrams area, you can get tickets on our website, abramsspotlightproductions.com.
There you go.
When you say the Abrams area,
it's Abrams is, 30 minutes north of Green Bay.
Can't miss it. Straight north, and you're in Abrams before you know it. And your name is?
David.
David, give me one good reason.
Because I've been listening to the show for over 10 years, and I brought my parents, who introduced me to it, to come and see it today.
All right, come on up here then, David. Come on, that's David. All right, come on. Thank you. He's out there entertaining you. Come on, Sound of Music. So who are you playing the Sound of Music?
I'm playing Franz the Butler in the Sound of Music.
Franz the Butler, does he have any singing?
He does not have any singing, but I'm also currently in rehearsals for High Ground, which is in Okano, which is just a little bit further north than Abrams.
Is that a better role?
It's a bigger role.
Bigger role? Who do you hope to play in Higher Ground?
I play Willie. He's kind of the local town idiot. The nuns in the play, because it takes place in a covenant, or where do nuns live?
Covenant?
I don't think
those
that's
are witches, right. I think, aren't they?
Yeah.
Convent.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
And they let him help out at the convent sort of as a charity to the town to keep him from getting in trouble.
Yeah, okay. But he's the town idiot, I think you said.
Yeah, he's not.
We don't have those anymore, do we?
Not really, no.
Just in the legislature, I guess. You know, so. Yeah. But anyhow, so here's the thing then. Can you give us a line or something from that you do as the butler in Sound of Music?
Oh, in the Sound of Music?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir. She doesn't always hear, sir.
Very good. Is that referring to Maria?
Yeah, no, that's actually referring to Frau Schmidt, the housekeeper.
Oh, Frau Schmidt.
She doesn't come to a whistle.
Ah, and there's that dynamic between Frau Schmidt and you. Who are you, the butler? Which butler?
Franz.
Franz, the butler. That dynamic that goes on.
Yes.
Underpins the whole thing, really.
A little bit.
So it's very important. Well, that's very good. And then the other one called
High Ground.
Yeah.
It was originally presented in England as Bonaventure.
Uh huh.
And that was changed to High Ground when it came to America.
Because we don't usually say that kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. You've been acting a lot, most of your life?
Well, I was in the Navy for a while, but since I've been out of the Navy, I've been trying to find acting wherever I can.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And then what do you do when you're not acting to make a living?
I'm a disabled veteran. Mm-hmm. I was hurt when I was in the Navy, so I live off of VA disability and do odd jobs if I can find them.
Yeah. Well, cool. David, nice to have you here. Good luck to you in your acting career. Sounds like you're on the way here.
Yeah.
You got to get out of some of these nun roles, though.
Yeah.
Must be other roles you can play, too. With nuns and with nuns. David, someone out there plays along with you, and there's how do they do that then, Bitsy?
People who want to play along, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
I do? Okay, I got one here, I guess. Yeah. Finally, a use has been found for junk DNA. What is it? Now, they found not so much a use for it, but the fact that it actually has some bearing on something in human beings, all this we so-called junk DNA. Don't throw it out. Because it actually is responsible for something in human beings, this junk, so-called junk DNA. If you know what that is, it's been in the news a lot lately. You probably heard of this. What is the use, the actual use for junk DNA? That junk in your trunk, as we call it. It's useful. Don't throw it out. We got Steve on the line from Columbus. Steve, weren't you just on the line from Columbus?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I thought I'd hear from you. How are you?
Yeah.
Anything happened?
I'm doing good, Michael.
Anything over the week to report?
Not
week.
So much.
Yeah.
Weather's been good.
Yeah.
Crime rate's down.
Uh-huh.
It's all pretty good.
Okay. You know about this junk DNA, what it's good for?
Not a clue.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Steve. Talk to you next week.
Sure enough.
All right. Bye.
You bet.
Bye. A little continuity. Steve calls from Columbus, and Marietta, Ohio is nice, too. And John calls. Hey, John.
Yes. Hello.
What up?
Oh, well, first cold weather. We're trying to survive it. It does get cold in southern Ohio.
Yeah, why don't you go
like
indoors? Go inside there, John. It'll be much better off.
Well, I am inside right now.
Have you got your...
They might even have some snow next week, but we're not sure about that.
Okay, John, the use or the application or what junk DNA is actually for?
Further research.
Further research. Thanks, John. Talk to you again soon. Okay, Ted's on the line from Lansing, Kansas. Ted, you know this one, don't you? Ted?
Yeah, I wish I did. Now I heard about it. gosh. Oh.
All right.
Makes your butt bigger. I don't know.
Okay, thanks. Noreen, you're in Sag Harbor.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. How are things?
Things are great. It's
good.
A beautiful day. I'm heading home to make gingerbread.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Noreen, did you hear about the junk DNA, what it actually is used for? Or?
Well, I haven't, but I thought maybe they might use it in vaccinations with all the other junk they put in them.
No, sorry, though. Get to that gingerbread, though.
Okay. Okay, thanks a lot.
You bet. Bye-bye. Bye. Eddie knows, don't you, Eddie?
I think it's maybe growing body parts in a lab.
Body parts? No,
yeah,
no, Eddie, get that out of your head, because it's not going to happen. Okay, bye. Lamb is on. Lamb here from Oklahoma City. Hey, Lamb.
Hey, Lamb. This is Lamb. How you doing?
Hey, Lamb. How are you?
I'm just great today. I can't believe I finally got through after 20 years of calling.
Did you hear about that burrito they found in town?
No, I did not hear about the burrito.
The bomb squad found a burrito. They seized a burrito, and they... You didn't read about that? It was in Oklahoma City.
Oh, our news here is tightly controlled.
Junk DNA actually has a purpose in the human body. Do you know what it is?
I think it has to do with the aging process.
I'm sorry, Lamb. It's not it. Thanks, though.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Next time, you too. Bye. Tim's on the line from Cleveland. You know, Cleveland, Tennessee. Tim.
You bet. We know everything.
Yeah.
I think it actually has something to do with working with common diseases.
Sorry, Tim. Not everything, maybe.
Huge. I thought it had something to do with linking with valuable DNA, and it helped those fight off the common diseases.
No, I'm sorry. No.
Oh, shut up.
Okay, fine. It's Surgeon Mary, you know? Don't you, Mary? Mary?
Something to do with cancer.
No, but thanks. Janine in Antioch, Illinois.
Hi.
Hey.
Well, I think it's got something to do with skin.
What about skin?
Well, I think it just helps to make the skin.
You mean like the skin on your face?
Back the skin on your face.
Yes, all right. We'll accept that. It's responsible for your face. That's all I know. Oops. Okay, I'm a little excited. Okay. Janine, isn't it?
Yes.
And Antioch, how are you? Pretty good?
I'm real good.
Oh, good.
I saw you last weekend in Monona Terrace. So
oh,
it's
you
really
did.
Talking to you.
It's a small world.
Isn't it, though?
Janine, this is David. We're Hello. Down here to almost no time at all, but we're going to give you a one-fer here. Now, if
okay.
you get one question right here, then you're going to win some stuff. Okay, Janine,
Sounds
David?
Good.
Okay, we're just going to get you right on here, and this is the What Do You Know one-fer.
Yes.
And we have various categories, don't we?
We do. They are
Bitsy?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Janine, I'll let you pick the category. What would you like?
Oh, my gosh.
Pressure.
New stuff.
Pressure.
Stuff in the news. Is that one of them?
What?
Current events, yeah.
Current events, yes.
You don't mm-hmm. want that.
I don't. Okay.
No.
People.
People?
Yeah.
Okay. Dave, you good with that? All right. The percentage of people who have tipped a flight attendant. I didn't even know this was possible.
Me neither.
Did you know, ever hear about this?
You're supposed to tip flight attendants?
I know. I never. It's amazing.
See.
Is it 1%, 3%, or the surprising 27%? What?
You know, surprising 27%.
That's
huh?
right. Yeah. That's it. Holy cow. I don't believe it. Congratulations, David, Janine. What have they won?
David, you'll be heading up to
Holy
northern Wisconsin
cow.
For a tour of the Bayfield Maritime Museum, led by the director himself, and as a souvenir of your visit, the book Lighthouses of the Apostle Islands. And then honor the bard wearing a green Nebraska Shakespeare Festival bracelet, write news of your quiz victory on a Kissel postcard from Hartford's Wisconsin Automotive Museum, using a John Huber Brewing Company pen from the Minhas Brewery, and rhapsodize on a theme of Paganini, pray to St. John Chrysostom, or simply wallow in pre-Soviet romanticism on the CD What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff, with C sharp minor notes by Michael Feldman on Nimbus Records. Janine, you've won a profusion of Feldman memorabilia, including archival Michael Feldman posse stickers, postcards from the earlier years, a half dozen What Do You Know temporary tattoos, and a genuine What Do You Know wooden nickel. Then combat feel-good holiday music listening to a collection of sounds and Something Like the Plague by We Are the Willows Peter Miller from Ambledown Records. Haul your stuff around in an Alabama tote bag from the Huntsville-Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau, and stave off cold weather blues playing What Do You Know the party game, including contestants, audience, and inspirational Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. Congratulations to both.
Thank you.
Thanks, David. Back your seat. Janine, hang on for a second. We'll make sure we get that to you. Thanks for playing.
Planning your next Madison outing? Bring the whole gang to Monona Terrace for a live
Everybody.
Broadcast of What Do You Know? Click over to notmuch.com for special group pricing information and get your tickets today. And you can catch us right here at the beautiful Monona Terrace. Our next show is December 7th with musician Robbie Fulks. Tickets and scheduling information are available, as always, at notmuch.com.
Ooh, Robbie Fulks, you want to come to that one? Thank you all for coming. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you real soon.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced at Wisconsin Public Radio for Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. Adam Friedrich is our producer with assistance from Chris Myshock, Lyle Anderson, Martin Babcock, and Diana Cook. Technical director is Tom Blaine with help from Aubrey Ralph and Brad Culver.
Overreact. Overreact. That's what audiences do. They don't underreact.
RI, Public Radio International.